Man, oh man, good afternoon, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Man, let me put on my glasses real quick, because I am definitely going to need to get down with some stuff, because the madman Harry La Brea is about to get involved with this episode. My inner child is about to, like, just go off. But this is going to be a word around the campfire, so hopefully you guys will enjoy it. But before we get started, let's just get on to it real quick while we got the chance. So, word around the campfire is that Gina Carano is fired for all the content, all the bullshit she be saying online and on Twitter. So she's literally fired from Mandalorian because of the crap that she's been doing on social media right now. This fool says literally that Republicans are like Jews during the Holocaust. Wow. Like Jewish during the Holocaust. I'm paraphrasing when I say Jews. But, yeah, bruh. Like, this broad, not only that she's Republican, but she's just, like, straight hardcore with it, saying, like, oh, you know, she's like, she's been throwing some, like, mad rhetoric, like, mad bullshit out there. So it's like, she was like, her political views is like Jews during the, like hating some of their political views to persecution of Jews during the Holocaust in an Instagram post. Her latest of the media post created fans. Backlash. Man. We're not even going to talk about the fact that she pretty much was talking about the whole face mask whole thing. And, you know, she tried to get Trump, she was a part of the whole Trump getting reelected and everything, and the whole recount of the votes and whatnot. So it's kind of like, Gina Carano, she literally plays a character, and it's funny how, like, her character is that she plays in the show. So that means that even the spinoff that she was gonna get the play in, she's not a part of that anymore. You know, she's not gonna do that. She's not gonna be in any more Mandalorians or Star Wars. Just because you can't keep your motherfucking mouth shut. You know? And it's sad because, like, you know, I had no ill will. I mean, but sometimes it's all, like, you know, like back in the day, they said it was good to keep your political views to yourself because, you know, and then, you know, people wound up getting a platform on social media to where, like, they think they could just spew their stuff out and not have no effects of it backlashing on you, which is really, like, honestly, especially when you are who you are. I mean, like me, it really doesn't matter because, like, I'm not on that kind of status. But if I'm sitting here spewing out some kind of rhetoric and everything, but also you got to understand the content of what, the context of what you're talking about. If you weren't meaning to be offensive, you got to be careful with that. But I mean, come on. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, she really dug herself a fucking hole. She really fucked up bad. And I mean, man, like, you're on a show that literally promotes multicultural things, people, environments, I mean, hell, aliens and all of that, right? And then you're on a team you're on a good side to where you're fighting against the kind of rhetoric that Donald Trump has been basically spewing, that has been spewed for the last 4 years. That's what you were representing in your show, that pretty much the Trump administration was kind of like in the aspect of the empire that was already destroyed at the hands of the rebels of Return of the Jedi, but then, you know, the remnants of them were still hanging around, hence Giancarlo Esposito's character, who was trying to make sure the empire was still up and running and whatnot, and still try to do the ways of the empire and spread it back around the universe, the galaxy, I should say. But man, it's like, come on, bro. Really? I mean, just wow. And you're a woman, so I mean, you were rooting for the guy who preferred to grab women by the private parts, and wow. Wow, man, I just don't understand. It's just weird. And honestly, it's kind of hard to put my finger on it, because it's like, just knowing the values of like right and wrong, and seeing what the wrongs that Trump was doing at the time, and then you're still harboring the situation, like, you know, Muggs is still harboring, oh, you know, Trump is still my president and whatnot. And this nigga been out of office for so damn long now. So, you know, he's been out and he's staying out, you know, and trying to make sure that his ass gets impeached for the shit that he damn near caused and all the ruckus that he's caused since the whole invasion of the nation's capital. And it's kind of like, come on now. And if the impeachment goes through, y'all gonna look like a bunch of fools. So it's like, come on now. Just like, y'all need to get over this shit, bro. And then just with her rhetoric about transgenders, it's just like she really fucked herself up big time. So, God. I mean, oh, God. It's like, how do you fuck up your money? It's easy to fuck up your money nowadays. Like, you could build yourself up to the highest level of, like, where you're on a status to where, like, me, I'm climbing that ladder and I'm trying to stay up there, you know? For me, I'm working and grinding, and then when you finally get to the point to where she was grinding in a different field, keep in mind, she was an MMA fighter. She was before Ronda Rousey, you know what I'm saying? So when she lost to Chris Cyborg, that was her last fight in Strikeforce. And then she made the conscious decision to, you know, go move on to being an actor, doing acting. So, I mean, now you got some chops, you've been in some movies. I mean, you were in Deadpool, you struck gold in a couple of places. So now it's kind of like, now you on this point to where you need to stay. Now you're elevating, you're climbing ladders. And then when you finally hit, then when you finally struck more gold with being in something like Star Wars franchise, and now all of a sudden you start saying shit on social media to where, and on top of this parallel, you almost have a point to where you're going to have a reoccurring show yourself. You know, you're going to be one of the main characters in a future show. And now, Lucasfilms and all of them in Disney, you know, they straight on this shit. So they cutting that shit off the line. Like, nope, unacceptable. We can't have that. You saw what happened to Roseanne, right? Roseanne had a show called Roseanne. They kicked that bitch out, and then next thing you know, they felt bad for the whole cast because guess what? We can't just have the main star who might have fucked up on some shit screw up other people's jobs and money and family and welfare. No, they can't do that. So what did they do? They brought John Goodman and everybody else back, and that's how they got the Connors. And undermining the fact that where the hell's Roseanne? Who the fuck knows? She gone. So it's like, hell, they even brought John Goodman's character back from the dead. So it's kind of like, well, there you have it. But, you know, I digress from my point. I'm going to get off the hook on this one, but just wanted to speak my mind about that. So either way, this is the Word Around the Campfire on Late for the Party on Anchor FM, you guys. Please like, comment, share, support the YouTube channel, and subscribe to the podcast. God damn it, I said it backwards again. Either way, you guys know what the hell I mean. Also, check out the cool merch on teespring.com. Oh, gosh. The Late for the Party store. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, it's... Jesus Christ. People! Man, why? Why do people do stupid shit and put it on social media? Either way, you guys, I am your host, the Madman Harry La Brea, also known as Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.